Saquon Barkley spent the joint practices in Foxborough looking fast and explosive running wide zone and making several big plays on receptions, including screens and wheel routes, per Dave Zangaro at NBC Sports Philadelphia. The week's one flashpoint orbited him too. After a Patriot hit Barkley hard on Thursday, Lane Johnson grabbed the defender's helmet and Nick Sirianni had to wade in and separate players, per Zangaro. Barkley practiced on. He then sat Saturday's 24-21 preseason loss at New England along with every other starter, per Ruben Frank at NBC Sports Philadelphia, and last week's ankle tweak never resurfaced in any report. The receiving half of that first sentence is the interesting half. Barkley's catch total collapsed to 37 last season, while Jalen Hurts took the goal line scores. So a week in which the new offense schemed him screens and wheel routes against another team's defense is the first visible sign that Sean Mannion intends to throw him the ball. Practice charting is the weakest form of usage evidence. No snap of it counts, and the coverage was New England's backups as often as its starters. So it earns a raised eyebrow and nothing more. But it is the specific kind of usage this profile has been waiting to see. And this was the first week camp produced any of it. Back in June, we leaned against the popular story here, reading ordinary rushing efficiency behind the league's best line and a year 8 aging curve as reasons for caution, with the receiving role the clearest path back toward the ceiling. This week's practice file pointed at that path without proving anything about it. The checkable things, whether Barkley plays at all before rosters cut to 53 on Sunday, August 30th, and whether the passing game role shows up anywhere that counts. We'll check after cut day. Data via NFL Verse.